This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and the uninformed ones. Welcome to the show. I appreciate your trust and you listening and tuning in to the Sons of Liberty. As you well know, we are broadcasting into 132 cities across America, and tomorrow we will have 132. We have another affiliate jumping on board and with another live Saturday show, so we appreciate that. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. And we, again, know why you're listening, because you're sick and tired of the rhetoric that you just heard during the breaks. Again, friends, I just got to tell you what's going on in your country right now. It's all propaganda. It's everything that you're talking about right now, all the talking points, it's all propaganda. It's all the narrative that has been set in motion, friends. How many things we're talking about today that have nothing to do with what is actually happening in this country right now, outside of the fact of these created domestic insurrection, created warfare here, created warfare there. It's all created, friends, because they are attempting to undermine the U.S. Constitution at every given step, as you're seeing play out in front of your face today. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. That's what we're doing here. If you want to check us out on the right side and want to watch us live, go to YouTube. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat on the right side of the page. Click onto it. You can do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto YouTube right on the front page there, right on the top left. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of that going on in the United States of America today, let me tell you. As if to suggest I needed to tell you, right? Not that I did. Friends, you know, we got a lot of crazy stuff happening right now. And again, keep in mind, it's all by design. It's there to create the reaction from the people. It's there to create more domestic insurrection. It's there to create unrest as they continuously fatigue the American people into compliance with what their narrative is. That's really what it's all about. And you can mark my words on it, because the fact of the matter is, if you don't want to listen to the first time, you're going to listen to me after the fact. But I say prevention is better than cure. Which one do you choose? Do you prefer preventing the bad things from happening, or do you wait for them to happen and then you want to deal with them? It reminds me of a true story told on the West Coast, where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And what's interesting to note, instead of actually putting up the signs warning people to turn here or to stop, or the warning signs, in fact, Psalm 19:11, it's interesting to note they took them down. So that explains why the cars are going over the end to crash at the bottom to their own destruction. But a concern committee got together, friends, and what they did is they came up with the remedy. Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. It's exactly how the American people think today in this country on so many different fronts. The fact of the matter is, if we would listen the first time, we wouldn't have to crash at the bottom, so we can put up with the bureaucracies that have been created to continuously strip us of not only our finances, but also our God-given rights, and not in that order. Again, just wanted to make clear as to what I'm talking about here today. One thing that's interesting that's going on, friends, and it's kind of off topic of what the mainstream media means to beat you over the head with, is this. If representatives in this country are truly working for the people, then why do they need to be so heavily guarded? I was on Tim Brown's morning show, Sons of Liberty Radio, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And one of the things that came up is, you know, these representatives, they need all this protection. Well, it reminds me of a true story told of a famous philosopher who approached the emperor. This is during the Roman Empire. And after he realized that he was so heavily guarded, this philosopher looked at him again, noticing that the emperor was heavily guarded. Well, the philosopher in his wisdom said, "What is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded?" And one of the first things I noticed, folks, is just in September here, this Michigan governor, this Jezebelian witch, Gretchen Whitmer, again, going back over to Michigan, folks, that has been assailing her people since the first day of her incumbency. It's interesting to note that the report, the U.S. Sun, shock security, the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, builds 8-foot electric fence around her home at the taxpayer cost of $1.1 million. This is the upgrade after all of the death threats. Now, do you suppose if she was really working for the people in Michigan that she would have to be worried about being harmed by one of her constituents that she works for, mind you? Probably not. Probably not. Why is the White House having to do the same thing? I'm just curious. Why is the state governor in Minnesota, why does he have to put a fence around the Capitol building? Is anybody paying attention to this, folks? That's what you need to do when you attack people, friends, because, again, you can only oppress those people for so long before they respond. Now, I know that the people in my circles, they desire reformation, not revolution, but we also notice that the ones that are creating the revolution are the ones that are hiding behind the fences that they're now putting up around the Capitol buildings. Is this the truth? Oh, there's no question about it. This is what happens when you begin to operate out of your scope of authority. This is what happens when you begin to assail the people that you're supposed to lawfully represent. See, this is what happens. This is the outcome. This is why we need all the more to get back to the rule of law in the United States of America. Hey, folks, when you consider that in America, that we have a representative government, a limited government, and that they are to be servants to the people, again, by upholding the law, Luke 22, verse 27, how is it that these said representatives have gone from leaving office with a thank you for your service, Mr. President, to the insane showboating and high-tech defensive and offensive tactics in which they are treated like that they are kings today? Hey, folks, the law is the king, not your favorite politician. The law is the king. I mean, folks, they act as if we're now serving them rather than them serving us. Oh, wait a second. Or should I interject special interest groups? Maybe that's why they have to protect themselves. Maybe that's why they can't walk down the streets anymore like they did in the 50s and shake hands with their constituents. Because they're not working for we the people anymore. And I believe the people have caught on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Woo! It's interesting, folks. I'm actually just kicking out food for thought right now. But it was a question that was brought up by Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, show host for Sons of Liberty Media, morning show, 6 a.m. Eastern. He asked the question, you know, if these representatives are working for the people, why do they need to be so heavily guarded? Exactly. Exactly. Hey, folks. I said it during the first segment. I'm going to say it again. There's a true story told of a famous philosopher who approached the emperor after he realized that he was so heavily guarded. The philosopher, in his wisdom, asked the emperor, "What is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded? Does anybody have ears to hear as to what's taking place here, folks?" Isn't it interesting how they need to be heavily guarded, but yet they're trying to strip the American people from the right to bear arms and protecting themselves and their families? Why would you think they would need a wall put up, friends? Why do you think that security measures need to be increased? Because they're not working for the people anymore. That's what's happening here. Folks, when in Washington, D.C., some time ago, we visited and toured President Woodrow Wilson's house. Of course, he wasn't there, right? I'm playing with you. But when we were there, we were told that after he served his country, many people hate him, many people love him, regardless, that's not the point. After he was told to get out of the car, he was told by the driver as he was dropped off, no Secret Service for the rest of his life. He was told, "Thank you for your service, Mr. President." And he lived the rest of his life as a free man. Okay. In contrast, they are now giving lifelong Secret Service protections. Well, what's changed? As I just said during the first segment, President Harry Truman used to walk up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., greeting his constituents without being threatened with harm. Folks, I got video of it. It's just him and two guys walking down the street with them. What's the difference between the 1950s and 2020? Who are they working for? This is, hey, folks, You can go ahead and act like they're the good guys all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is people are not stupid. And I'm in no means or in any way advocating harm to anybody, but the fact of the matter is if they were truly serving the people, they wouldn't need security details in such a fashion as to what they have, in any sense of the word. And I want to tell you something. It adds insult to injury when you see the Secret Service and in the police force that's to uphold the same Constitution that those said representatives are attempting to tear down, that say that they're just doing their job in protecting those individuals from their crimes and their assailings against we the people. They're not just doing their job. They're transgressing the Constitution. They're transgressing the very laws by protecting the very people that are assaulting us in our God-given rights. It's adding insult to injury on so many different fronts. Again, if they were truly doing their job, they would deal with the corrupt. But they don't deal with the corrupt. They protect the corrupt from the people. I was just saying to you that President Harry Truman used to walk up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., greeting his constituents without being threatened. Now look what's happening, friends. I don't know if I'm going to go there, but oh my goodness. Again, if these representatives were doing their jobs, the people would love them for their service and would protect them from harm's way if it were to come. I mean, today, what is it that we see? Well, I just highlighted the fact that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she's building a 8-foot electric fence around her home, which will cost the taxpayers in her state $1.1 million. Why? Because of the death threats. Why are the death threats coming? Because of her attacking and assailing the people with unlawful and tyrannical edicts. That's why. It's the same thing with the current administration in the White House. It's the same thing with our governor here in the state of Minnesota. He's another tyrant, friends. He's a Marxist. And the people in the state of Minnesota know it. And again, they want to give you the impression that he's this good. The papers always put out there how good of people they are, and they always try to make him look patriotic. And, oh, you know, they take pictures with them and kids and how they just love the family and how they love America. Well, the fact of the matter is if you judge them by their fruit, you'd know all the difference in the sense of what they're warring against, folks, is not what they're supposed to be warring against. And I want to remind you in saying that you are not under attack by a foreign enemy. You are under attack by your own said representatives. I've said it after September 11th, friends. The Middle Easterns, the Muslim nations, couldn't have dreamed of what the Bush administration created. And the agencies that were created to attack the people in this country, namely Christians, constitutionalists, pro-lifers, pro-Second Amendments, anybody that stands for America and what it is that our forefathers established, they want to zero them in and demonize them. They've even identified them to the DHS, friends, as domestic terrorists. Well, the domestic terrorist friends of those said representatives warn against the Constitution that they're supposed to uphold. Let's just call it for what it is. This is why they have to put up higher fences. I mean, think about this. The President of the United States of America today, he has taste testers. Did you know that? You probably didn't. Okay. 13 feet jagged spear-like tips on the fence perimeter of the White House, armed to the teeth, military police, canines, weaponized Secret Service. Matter of fact, back in the early 2000s, we went down there to the backside where you used to be able to walk around the People's White House. Listen to what I said, the People's White House. You used to see in the trees, you could see the Secret Service hiding in the trees. On top, the RPGs now, folks. Why a military zone? Oh, my goodness, friends. And I want you to keep in mind, these are the same people in the White House, again, that are attempting to disarm you. Don't forget that. But again, they have 13 feet jagged spear-like tips on the fence perimeter of the White House, armed to the teeth, military police, again, canines, weaponized Secret Service on every front, and the tank-like vehicle called the Beast, which the president travels in. Folks, I mean, seriously, this just applies across the boards. If they, again, truly work for the people, there would be no need for hardly any of this. Who do these people work for that they are guarding them against us? Just think about that. Therein lies the obvious answer as to why they need so much protection. I mean, over the last how many months since this COVID perpetual scam has been thrown down on the people, not just in America, by the way, on a global basis, it's interesting to note the security measures that have been taken, that are taking place by these said representatives across the United States of America. And of course, like I broadcasted last week, friends, they got to put these said representatives, these tyrants that are attacking the people in this country, they have to put them in the victim position like they always do. And again, the definition of that, friends, is absolute totalitarianism. But here we are. This is where we're at. And again, we're doing this to ourselves. Notice we reap what we sow. It's exactly right. We're reaping exactly what we're allowing to be sold. And you reap what you sow. You all the well know that you reap what you sow. Galatians 6:7. And folks, I could spend hours on the radio show just today sharing with you these hypocritical politicians, these corrupt politicians who are working for special interest groups that are taking new measures to secure themselves from the very people that they are, in fact, to protect. They're protecting themselves against you, America. We're going to be talking about now the main topic is modern-day conservatives, a language foreign to our forefathers. There's no question about it. You know that if I sat down right now with Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, and the rest of the guys, they would sit down with me and they'd say, Bradley, what happened to the country that we established? Because what I see, they would say to me, is that which is foreign to the Constitution that we wrote. And it's amazing what today's conservatives are now teaching those that listen to them as to what they're due and to do in times of crisis. And always keep in mind, friends, crisis is created. And remember what Rahm Emanuel, they call him Dead Fish, Rahm Emanuel, former mayor from Chicago, said. He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Order out of chaos. Who's creating the chaos? Same ones trying to create a new order. That's right. That's how it works. To the Hegelian dialectic or whatever it may be, the fact of the matter is, this is the history of the brown shirts, friends. Send them out, create the problem, we'll play the problem solvers, and we'll bring in a new idea which gives us more control over the very people that we mean to wield control over. Well, guess who's teaching them that, friends? Besides the pulpits in America, the modern-day conservatives, and what are they? Yesterday's liberals, and what are they good for? Absolutely nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Read Matthew 5:13. Going to take a quick break. Modern-day conservatives, a language foreign to our forefathers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says Democrats may have lost some battles in the House, but won the war in this week's election.
We held the House. That was our goal. If we could win more, that would be good. We're still in the hunt on a number of seats right now.
political insiders had thought that Republicans could lose 5 to 20 seats in the House. Instead, they're actually gaining seats and could gain up to 10 to 15. Votes are still being counted in Pennsylvania. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Pennsylvania by just over 12,000 votes. As far as the counting goes, Philadelphia City Commissioner Lisa Dealey says workers are continuing to put in long hours and doing an outstanding job.
I'm very proud of the work our staff did. They've been working around the clock since Tuesday and before.
USA Radio News. The chairman of the Republican Party in North Carolina says there is no mathematical way for Democrats to win the presidential or Senate races in his state. Michael Whatley is calling on the Board of Elections to release data on how many people have requested absentee ballots and then voted in person so the media can call the races.
We do not see anything in the provisional counts or in the absentee counts that gives us any heartburn in terms of the margins for the president or for Senator Tillis.
Whatley saying he's confident President Trump and Senator Tom Tillis both won their races in his state. Reports circulating that a world leader may be stepping down.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be stepping down from power early next year. A Moscow journalist reported to the Sun newspaper in England that the Russian leader may have Parkinson's disease and his family wants him to step down. The Kremlin disputes the report. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Go to the front page, click onto the top left, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. Don't wait till the last segment, folks. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Modern-day conservatives, a language foreign to our forefathers. It totally is. Yeah. You know what the modern-day conservatives and the modern-day hirelings in the pulpits today are feeding the people? They're feeding the people the very propaganda that's coming from the six corporations worldwide that's controlled by the CIA. That's what they're feeding you. That's their talking points. Okay? I've said it before, and I need to say it again. They're not making reference to constitutional law, because if they did, they would work themselves out of a job. You see, they got to fuel the narrative. They have to entertain the people, okay? As they continuously divide the people. What do? They fuel the fire that they complain about, right? On so many different fronts. And that's exactly what they're doing. Well, why do the people listen to that? Well, I was just thinking about that during the break. When you go to 2 Timothy 4, what does it tell us? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. I watched the numbers fluctuate during the breaks. People are looking for someone to entertain them. That's what they like. They're looking for a personality. They're looking for someone that feeds them what it is that they want to hear. That's why people continuously rejected Moses, and they wanted appointing a captain and go back to Egypt, right? And that's why they wanted Aaron to do the job for him, right? Make us a golden calf. Say, these be our gods, O Israel. These be our gods. Yeah, they prefer Aaron over Moses. No doubt about it. It's exactly what's happening in this country today. For the time will come when they will not endure sound, meaning without error, doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Okay? I mean, one of the biggest conservatives in America today, friends, he's been married how many times? as a homosexual that's married to another man in England play at his wedding reception, and he's the conservative of today in America. I kid you negative. That is advocating the very things that he condemns. Well, let me go to verse 4, 2 Timothy 4, verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Oh, listen to that Bradley Dean. Look at him. Look at him condemning others. He's just doing that because he's trying to make himself look better than them. No, I'm not. It's not my word. If this is how you get famous, this isn't how you do it. Let me tell you. And they shall turn away their ears. The responsibility lies with you concerning the truth that you reject, not me. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And they shall be turned unto fables. Oh, my goodness gracious, friends. Here we are today. Let's put up this conversation against the national slogan concerning what our forefathers established, okay? The national slogan in America is this, okay? Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. On the seal is a picture of the waters overflowing that of Pharaoh in the sea, while the children of Israel and Moses are on the other side safely. Just in case you didn't know, that is your national slogan and your national seal. I just noticed yesterday a staff writer over at WorldNet Daily highlighted a comment made by radio show host Rush Limbaugh. It was titled, listen carefully, put this up against the Constitution. It was titled, Democratic Lockdown Governors Fully Prepared to Put People in Jail. They reported that Democratic governors by nature are big governments. Really? I got a question for you. The Democratic governors are bad. They're real bad. That's what we're told. They're real bad. That's all we hear from those on the right, those that call themselves Republicans, as if to suggest they have a constitutional standing concerning their party, which they don't. Right? And let me say it this way. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And if the Republicans are so good and godly and righteous and law-abiding and upstanding, then why is it that they complain constantly about the crime concerning the people in the Democratic Party? Why is it that they continuously magnify the crimes that they themselves are responsible for tolerating? It's their job to enforce the law, friends. That's one of the three purposes of government, is to restrain men from transgressing law, 1 John 3:4. What do? They just talk about, it's a little game. They're like a bunch of 15-year-old kids in detention in high school. You know, look, I'm a part of this club, and you're a part of that club, and you know what, I don't like this about you, and I heard this about you, and you're bad. I don't like you, I'm not a part of you. I mean, this is what we hear all day long, but Rush Limbaugh fuels this all day long. But this isn't my point. I did want to make that point. They reported that the Democratic governors by nature are big government. Take control. Tell the populace how to act, politicians. And Rush Limbaugh is warning residents in their states to beware amid reports of a rise in COVID-19 cases. You want to know why your country's so dummied down? Pay attention to what the people listen to. Look what they're feeding on. Okay? Do you remember when the CBS reporter came out recently? He said the virus is one of the greatest frauds perpetuated on the American people. This is an insider that has had it with the establishment, that told the people on the outside the truth. CBS reporter, virus is one of the greatest frauds. Okay, so is Rush Limbaugh tearing away at the fraud concerning the virus? No. Listen, I'm teeing this up, friends. I'm just going to give you the next point. It'll make sense. His comments came after a listener suggested it's time to get rid of the stupid mask mandates, get back to hugging each other and shaking hands. The caller said, let's go back to church, to Rush Limbaugh. Let's just take our country back. Well, we have the provision in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution in doing so. And it's all there if you take the time to read it. You know what Rush Limbaugh told this guy that said, you know what, let's get rid of the stupid masks. Let's get rid of all of that, and let's start hugging each other. Let's hold hands. Let's shake hands. Let's get back to church. Let's take our country back. You know what he told 20 million of his sheeple friends? He said, "I feel duty-bound to warn you," Limbaugh said, "that some Democratic governors are fully prepared to put people in jail if they violate these edicts." Okay. Anybody paying attention to what he's saying? He said, "I feel duty-bound to warn you," Rush Limbaugh said, "that some Democratic governors are fully prepared to put people in jail if they violate these edicts." Wait a second, Rush Limbaugh. Let me ask you a question. Because the burden of proof lies upon what you call the Democratic governors. This applies to the Republicans too, friends. Okay? Don't fall under the illusion that it doesn't, because it does. They're in it together. They're on the same team. Instead of Rush Limbaugh pointing his finger back to the law and telling his listeners that these governors are violating constitutional law, by the way, which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today through magnifying those laws, Rush is telling you, man, I'm warning you. I'm warning you. I feel duty-bound to warn you because I'm not doing it, saith Rush Limbaugh. I'm just telling you right now that these bad, bad governors are fully prepared to put people in jail if they violate these edicts. Why didn't he tell his 20 million people that when they violate the law, these said representatives, that they have the constitutional right to go ahead and impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then to indict them? Is that what he said? No, absolutely not. He veered away from all of that. Why? Because he doesn't know that. He hasn't taken the time to know that, because Rush Limbaugh and many of these talking head conservatives that are speaking a language foreign to our forefathers, they serve their golden calves. They serve their sponsors. They're not there to serve the people. Haven't you figured that out yet, friends? How many millions of dollars do these people make every year? Off the stupidity of the American people. And guess what? They serve up their sponsors so you'll buy, so they can make gain of you. And it's exactly what these guys are doing today. And if it weren't, then why is it that they're not working themselves out of a job? Why aren't they magnifying the law that preserves our liberties, friends? Why? Because it's not about you, it's about them. Rush Limbaugh went on and said he cited some of California Governor Gavin Newsom's rules. So what is he doing? Rush Limbaugh is magnifying the crimes of these tyrants rather than the law empowering the people to deal with the tyrants. And this is what I'm doing here. I'm not here magnifying the crimes against the law. I'm magnifying the laws against the crime. And if you want resolve, then you better be the strength of that Constitution and enforce what the laws say, regardless of who they are, because there's a higher standard of responsibility when it comes to our said representatives. You have it upside down, America. Read Isaiah 59. Judgment is turned backwards. Why? Because the people are backwards. That's why. Rush Limbaugh went on and fueled the fire of fear, of the consequence of the tyrants, rather than magnifying the law and teaching tyrants to fear the people. What did Thomas Jefferson say? When the government fears the people, you have liberty, but when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. What is Rush feeding into, friends? A language that is foreign to our forefathers. And this isn't just one isolated topic, friends. I can go on and on with every single one of them for the most part. He said California Governor Gavin Newsom rules, you can only have a certain number of people over for Thanksgiving. What is he doing? He's reinforcing the tyrant's message. He said, gotta wear a mask the whole blank time you're inside except when you're eating, and you gotta put them back on as soon as you're finished eating. What is Rush Limbaugh doing? What's the conservatives doing? They are feeding into a narrative that is foreign to the Constitution of the United States of America, and it is foreign to what our forefathers established over 244 years ago. Okay? Hey, friends, if you're sick of it, then quit complaining about it and start doing something about it. I'm giving you the answers that you claim you want. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got Dan calling from Ohio. Dan, I'll give you 2 minutes. Go for it, brother.
Okay. Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Hey, I got exactly what you're saying about Newsom and Limbaugh. In the Dayton-Cincinnati area, we got Willie Cunningham on 700 WLW. I usually don't listen, but I got stuck in my car for a little bit, so I'm listening to his show. Well, he had the health director of Hamilton County on there, and you know, she's going on about how everything's out of control with the cases. I got to worry about the cases. But anyways, so she says the cases are out of control. And Cunningham says, well, you know, this area has a 92% mask efficiency rate. Uh-huh. And she's like, well, she goes, that's great. She goes, but the real problem is what's going on in the homes when we don't know. She said, there's moms and dads visiting their children and children taking their kids to grandma and grandpa's. She said, you know, I haven't hugged my mother since March. Now, Cunningham should have said to her, hey, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, but he said nothing. And then he kept letting her talk, and she said, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. And Cunningham says, well, what do I do if my 5-year-old grandson jumps on my lap? And the woman says, well, you got to push them off real quick and tell them the dangers of close contact with people through these times.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you believe this? So
yeah.
Then I'm trying to go as quick as I can. So then Cunningham says, well, what do you think we should do? She goes, well, I'm working with legislation that we can, you know, be able to see what people are doing in their homes and go to people's homes.
Yep.
I mean, we've seen what's happening globally, and now we got these medical tyrants wanting to do this. And,
right.
And they're given a platform through conservative media.
Well, Dan, that's who they're working for, is special interests. That's exactly who they're working for. That's why they're trying to get into people's homes, which brings me back to what I've forewarned a long time ago through Scripture in Amos 6:3, where it talks about those that push deceit or basically violence away from me, the day of judgment away from me. You're drawing the seed of violence into your own homes. And these people are out of hand. I want to say this, Dan, real quick. These people are not, they're definitely the definition in so many different ways of what a reprobate is. They're without the spirit of judgment and right and wrong. They're really mentally ill people to suggest such a course. And this is another reason these people need to be kicked out of office. They need to be impeached and in many cases, again, prosecuted. And some people think that that's just way out there. Well, I'll tell you what, either that's way out there or you're going to lose your freedoms. You better do what you need to do and you better do it while you have the time to do it, because if you don't, you're going to give them way where they're going to be coming into your homes doing things that they sure shouldn't be doing, nor ever been given delegated authority in doing so. So I'm with you, man. It's either we deal with corruption or else we're going to lose our freedoms. There's no in-betweenites here, Dan. There just isn't.
Right. And Bradley, you got to give me another minute. I got to get this in. So we got all these people with this fear of Trump losing. They're lost. They're like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? Bradley, over 4 years of trusting the plan and trusting Trump to take care of everything, these people don't know how to stand up for themselves.
That's the point.
And to kind of fulfill that point, okay, all across the country now, we got people gathering at voting places and being loud to take this election for Trump. Where were they for 240 days while we've been locked down watching America go bankrupt? This is absolutely shameful that these people have sat by and did nothing. Yeah. And now, oh, the guy who's locked us down is not going to win the election. Yeah. I don't know, Bradley. I'm sorry for getting so irate.
Oh, no. Dude, this is what it's about, Dan, and I'm glad you call in, because when you do, you always just reinforce or you bring up another point that needs to be reinforced, and it's just one of those, again, they're voting for the very one that is undermining who they are, and this is what they haven't taken the time to know. The other thing is they want someone else to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. The problem is, Dan, is they haven't figured out the person doing it is not the one that they want doing it for him, but they think that he's the good guy because his buddies or their buddies are just going along, so they want to be a part of the club to their own demise and to their own destruction. Read Amos 6:3. Love hearing from you, Dan. For the sake of time, let me finish this up. I got 6 minutes left. We're talking about how modern day conservatives is a language, and what they're promoting and talking, friends, is a language foreign to our forefathers. Again, our national slogan, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. I'm highlighting some of the things that Rush Limbaugh, 20 million listeners every day, what is he telling the people to do? He's telling the people to watch out. I'm warning you. Listen, these people are fully prepared to put you in jail. He's not making reference to the law of the land, that the people have the right to put them in jail. And then I just highlighted during the last of the end of the last segment here, friends, that Thomas Jefferson, the president of the United States, the third president, said that when the government fears the people the way they do today, right, there's tyranny. That's what's in the land, friends. But when the government fears the people, then you have freedom. And I'm talking about a filial fear. And what we're doing here, friends, is we've got it so backwards that the people have exchanged Rush Limbaugh and other conservatives of the day for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you would look at the fruit of the people that you're listening to, you would understand why you're in such a state that you are today. Now, if Rush Limbaugh is the best that we got, this explains why we're in trouble again. But let me go on with some of his comments really quick here, friends. This is Rush Limbaugh as well. He said, so if you're going to advocate, he used some expletives. He goes, you're going to just go where you want to. We're going to go to church. We're going to wear the masks. We're not going to wear the masks that they mandate. Rush said, just be informed. Beware that some of these Democrat governors will have no/. This babe in Michigan, this governor, I mean, they'll have no compunction whatsoever about getting people in jail or threatening to. They are feeling the power. Well, who is empowering them, Rush? More than the likes of today's conservatives. Why? Because they're magnifying the crime over the law rather than the law over the crime. Right? Isn't that what's happening? His reference, by the way, to this babe in Michigan was Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's seen some of her edicts ruled unconstitutional by the courts, not once, but twice. Okay? He finishes up with, I mean, these states, ladies and gentlemen, are a teachable moment. They are microisms of today's Democrats. Liberals are, he said. Take your pick, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, Andrew Cuomo in New York, he said. They are showing you what life for the whole country will be about if they acquire that kind of power. Really? Hey, folks, I don't care if the devil himself is in office. And the one that what's the one that's there now, he's pretty close. But if we, the people, are the law, we hold his feet to the law. See, the problem we have is Dan just got done saying these people don't know what to do. Of course, all by design, because they want Trump to do it for them. And he is. He's doing exactly what you were afraid Joe Biden may do to you. He's already been doing it for 4 years. Do you have eyes and you see not? Do you have ears and you hear not? Come on, folks. You want the fruit to fall, you got to shake the tree. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Where has Donald Trump been and in bringing back the rule of law against these bad guys called the Democrats? Where's he been? I'll tell you where. He's been granting clemency to political prisoners while his followers say that Donald Trump can't prosecute, he can't drain the swamp. Well, then I got a question for you, goof. I got a question for you, deceived ones. Yes, he does, number one. And here's the question for you. He's got the right to grant clemency to free political prisoners, but he doesn't have the power to enforce the law that is found within. He said he could do what he wants with the DOJ, friends. Why hasn't he done it yet? Wasn't he the one in the campaign trail that promised you that he was going to drain the swamp? If he's, remember, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. Remember when he said it? Just patronizingly. The guy just drips with ick. I mean, really. This guy right here is doing nothing but fueling and reinforcing the message of tyrants by leading off the law. And what happens to a nation that forgets the law? Read Proverbs 24. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. What are they doing? They're praising the wicked. Now they're trying to figure out why the wicked walk on every side. Because the vilest have been exalted. Psalm 12:8. Again, I want to say this. First off, we're not a democracy. Secondly, the political party system is unconstitutional. Thirdly, the pandemic has been exposed over and over again. And this whole conversation that Rush Limbaugh is having with one of his callers is predicated on this perpetual fraud that we all know is a fraud. Okay? Pull that away, there is no conversation. But again, that doesn't fuel the sponsors to pay the likes of Rush Limbaugh more money. Hey, folks. Again, you judge them by their fruit. Fourthly, both cases referred to have been rendered unconstitutional by federal judges, both California and Michigan. Are we supposed to submit to what is unlawful? Nope, but that's what they advocate, friends. That's what they're advocating. I'm warning you, this is what's going to happen. They're going to throw you in jail. Well, I'm here to tell you, Rush, when I read the Constitution, if they violate the law to the smallest of misdemeanors, they can be impeached. Once they're impeached, then we can indict them. How about giving that message to our said representatives, friends? Because that's the one that needs to be given. Fifthly, does Rush have a clue as to what it is that our forefathers had to do in securing the freedoms in which we have today? Absolutely not.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.